Senator Edward Kennedy was campaigning for Paul Wellstone today in the Twin Cities. This afternoon, he spoke outside Wellstone headquarters in St. Paul.
Paul Wellstone had a passion for the good things for people, and he expressed it brilliantly on the floor of the United States Senate and here in Minnesota. We'll miss you, Paul, and we'll never forget you.
Senator Tom Harkin choked back tears as he spoke to reporters outside his home in Cumming, Iowa.
Paul Wellstone was my closest friend in the Senate. He was the most principled public servant I've ever known. Paul truly had the courage of his convictions. And his convictions were based on the principles of hope and compassion. The Good Samaritan, helping those left on the roadside of life. His courage was an example for all.
It's still not clear whether Wellstone's name will remain on the ballot or whether Governor Jesse Ventura or state Democrats will appoint a replacement. When Ventura spoke to reporters in Minneapolis this afternoon, he declined comment on what he would do about the ballot. Instead, he spoke of Paul Wellstone's service and sacrifice to this great democracy.
Today, the state of Minnesota has suffered a deep and penetrating loss. For those of us who knew and worked with Senator Wellstone, his dedication to his state and nation was profound. His energy, his passion, and his love of people were overwhelming.
For more reaction, we turn now to Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat from Vermont. Thank you for taking the time to join us, Senator.
Thank you.
You're welcome on the show. How will you remember your colleague?
Oh, it is so difficult. I was thinking as I walked down the streets, and I'm in Vermont right now, and thinking about Paul, and actually having people come up to me on the street and just say how sorry they were to hear the news. Paul, a very special person, and you think of Paul and Sheila, his wife, as the same because they were always together. They're special friends of my wife, Marcel, and I. And here's a man that he was unintimidated, unimpressed with the trappings of power. This is a guy that you didn't impress him with a lot of show and powerful names. He was there to represent the people of Minnesota, primarily the people who had no other voice. Mm-hmm. In Washington.
In the year that he campaigned, in 1990, he was an underdog and the only challenger that year to unseat an incumbent, and that was Rudy Boschwitz of Minnesota. I remember covering that race,
yeah.
Actually. Did he come in as a... did he remain, of course, as scrappy as he had been when he came in?
He didn't change from the day he came in until the last day I saw him just a week ago. This was Paul Wellstone. What you saw is what you got, and he didn't change his persona depending upon who he is with. And one of the reasons why I love being with him, because some would go out and immediately start posturing one way or the other, and not Paul. I mean, Paul would come in and he'd have dragons to slay, and he'd go in. Sometimes he'd slay them, and sometimes he wouldn't. But he's unbowed and he's ready to go again. I don't know anybody who didn't like him in the Senate, even though there were those who voted differently than he did.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the most difficult things is going to be when we go back in the Senate, by tradition, we drape the desk of somebody who has died in black and put flowers there. And I think it's going to be extraordinarily difficult for all senators to see that. I know it's going to just about tear my heart out to see it.
That's such a sad picture, Senator Leahy. And, of course, he was a relatively young man. And it's difficult to ask, but this death did come just before an election, a tight election. It reminds us somewhat of the death of Mel Carnahan in Missouri. Are senators going to be conferring and thinking about what this is going to mean for Democrats, as well as what it means for the family of Mr. Wellstone and his campaign staff?
If we were in session, probably more of it, but we've had calls going back and forth, obviously. I think everybody is in such shock. It's like with Governor Carnahan almost the same time 2 years ago, and I remember that came as a thunderbolt. When I last talked with Paul, he was really confident that the election had gone his way. He was going to win. Talking with both Republicans and Democrats, there was a feeling he probably would. But the thing is, he never changed. He kept charging forward. This is a man who be missed. The Senate is better with a Paul Wellstone in it. It's going to be lesser without him.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Patrick Leahy is the senior senator from Vermont. We reached him at his home in Middlesex. On the plane with Senator Wellstone and his family were two pilots who've yet to be identified. Also on board, three campaign staff members, Will McLaughlin, Tom Lapick, and Mary McAvoy.